think that's what the president class was for Barry Gordon. He was a patient, a history of ulcerative colitis. He was having colonoscopy, date of birth 1-18-1952. She's not taking medication. She's only taking ERPA for ulcerative colitis. She's also changed all the habits. Physician will get back to the same medicine as well as the patient with Shabbat, special medical therapy, patient philosophy, biopsy, and smell of the philosophy, patient with the standard prayer, patient with the players. After I get to the patient, she was called the rectum, after she might have found a call for a fracture, and call her for a fracture, patient with a fracture. Coming out, I saw the patient was severe, also applied, started from rectum all the way to the sigmoid descending, and trans, spine fracture, trans colon all the way to the proximal trans colon to the hepatic fracture. This was all severe. Ulcerative colitis noted, which was causing shortening of the colon. The right ascending colon cecum appeared to be unremarkable. For random biopsy, we're taking a cecum and right colon, sends up separate jar. Transcolon biopsy, we're taking a separate jar. Circumferential biopsy, taken from the descending colon, sigma colon, they also send separate jars. And the biopsy, we're taking the rectum, also sends separate jar. There was such an pressure, there's not complication. Final colonoscopy to cecum, number 2, adequate prep, number 3, shortening of the colon because also colitis. Number 4, colonoscopy of cecum, 5, left sided sigmoid. Left side ulcerative colitis noted severe in nature, starting from rectum all the way to the rectum, to the sigma, to the descending colon, spine fractures, to the all of the trans colon, to the proximal trans colon, to the hepatic fracture. It was all severely inflamed. Multi biopsy were taken throughout this area, and also biopsy taken for the ascending and sigma colon. They also had separate jar, separate segment of jar, to also ulcerative colitis, and to see if the dysplasia happening. Rectum biopsy were done also, which was separately. This was also proctitis. Recommendation of it, it was all, there was AOS, pressure, not complicated, find number 1, colonoscopy to seek number 2, shorten the colon, number 3, left side also light start, rectum to descending colon, sigma colon, spline side trans colon, the proximal trans colon, and number 4, the ascending colon and the sigma appear to be unremarkable. But randomized reading for the colon in separate jars. Number 4, ulcerative proctitis recommendation for the biopsies. Also, there's any dysplasia happening. Number 3, I'm going to start a patient on prednisone 40 mg per day for 10 days, then prednisone 35 mg per day for 10 days, then prednisone 30 mg per day for 10 days, then prednisone 25 mg per day for 10 days, then prednisone 20 mg per day for 10 days, and prednisone 50 mg per day for 10 days, and prednisone 10 mg per day for 10 days, and prednisone 5 mg per day for 10 days. I'm going to start a patient also mesalamine. With a generic for Lyelda, 1200 milligram POQ daily, POBID, with number 60 and 3-0 given. Patient also needs to have a fecal calprotectin, and also send the blood for a TPMT enzyme study, and also blood for a quantiferon test. TPMT study is going to be TPMT enzyme study to see if the patient will need. This will help the patient will need to be on immunosuppressant like cyclomectrapurin. Our immuneran, and also quantiferon tests will be done to rule out any TB if the patient needs to be started on the biological agent. Patient needs to have a repeat sigmoidoscopy in about 6 months follow-up these biopsies, unless if the biopsy comes out to be positive for dysplasia, then patient needs to repeat sigmoidoscopy in 3 months. Repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. Repeat colonoscopy in 6 months if it's negative for dysplasia, repeat colonoscopy in 3 months if positive for dysplasia in any of these biopsies. Patient needs to avoid NSAIDs, follow 1-2-week sanitation. Please send a copy to the patient's primary care provider and a copy to Dr. Pichardo and copy Dr. Paramsari. They are for sure on November 7th to 22nd. That's it, November 7th to 22nd. Patient option next.